Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Umbriel, Moon. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to this episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're heading to the mysterious corners of our solar system to explore Umbriel, one of the lesser-known moons orbiting Uranus. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Why delve into a moon that doesn't get as much spotlight as our more celebrated neighbors like Jupiter's Europa or Saturn's Titan? Well, Umbriel is not just any moon. It's a celestial body that challenges our understanding of planetary formation, dynamics, and composition. Let's embark on this cosmic journey, and maybe by the end you'll find Umbriel as fascinating as, say, our own moon. First, a bit of context. Umbriel is one of the 27 known moons of Uranus, and it was discovered by the famed English astronomer William Lassell back in the year 1851. What makes Umbriel stand out is its dark, almost mysterious surface, which primarily consists of water ice, along with some silicate rock and maybe even organic compounds. Imagine this, a landscape perpetually shrouded in darkness, as Umbriel has one of the most light-absorbent surfaces in the solar system. It reflects only about 16% of the sunlight that hits it. Spooky, right? It's not just its darkness that makes Umbriel intriguing. The moon is also steeped in craters, silent witnesses to the tumultuous history of our solar system. Among these craters is one particularly significant feature called Wunda, a mysteriously bright ring, almost like a beacon against Umbriel's somber backdrop. Here's a question for our listeners. What might such a bright ring on an otherwise dark surface suggest about the moon's geological activity or history? Could it be evidence of a past collision or something more? Now, let's consider its strange orbital characteristics. Umbriel orbits Uranus in the same direction as the planet's rotation, in what's termed a prograde orbit. It takes about 4.14 Earth days to complete one trip around the planet. But unlike our moon, which keeps one face towards Earth, Umbriel is locked in synchronous rotation with Uranus, meaning the same side of Umbriel always faces Uranus as it orbits. Think about the dynamics of such an arrangement, how it influences the moon's temperature and surface conditions in the absence of volcanic or tectonic activity. During the Voyager 2 flyby in 1986, we caught our best glimpse of Umbriel, yet it was still quite elusive. Voyager 2's images revealed that Umbriel's south pole seemed to be in perpetual darkness, enveloped in Uranus's shadow, casting large portions of the moon in shadow during the flyby. This shadowy veil has left many of Umbriel's mysteries intact, with significant gaps in our knowledge of its surface features and composition. Now, here's a bit of a philosophical twist. Umbriel forces us to ask, how well do we really know the celestial bodies within our own solar system? And what might these moons, planets, and other objects reveal about the universe at large? As we continue to discover more about our cosmic neighborhood, Umbriel stands as a reminder of the rich, untapped stories still lurking in the shadows. Real-life anecdotes from space missions show us how engineers and scientists with patience and precision work through puzzles like these. Consider how data from Voyager 2 was meticulously analyzed long after the probe sped past Uranus, with researchers poring over every pixel of data received from the far reaches of space. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. In an age where technology is racing forward, with missions being planned to Mars and beyond, what value do you think lies in deeper explorations of these shadowy worlds like Umbriel? How can future missions shape our understanding not only of these celestial bodies, but of our own origins and place in the cosmos? As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to dive into the Wikipedia page on Umbriel for more details and fascinating tidbits. Go beyond the summary, explore the references, dig into the historical and scientific context, and allow your imagination to visualize what it's like to stand on an icy moon in the outer reaches of our solar system. Remember, understanding the grandeur of space begins with appreciating the silent stories of its moons and planets. Umbriel, with its thick layers of mystery and cosmic dust, offers just a glimpse of the narratives waiting to be uncovered. Until next time, keep your eyes on the stars and your curiosity unbounded. This is Aloy, signing off from Wikipedia. Keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Umbriel Moon. Thanks for listening. See you next time.